The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Because Independent Ireland will bring forward a motion in the Dáil today calling for the establishment of a Department of Efficiency and Reform. Its job would be ensuring taxpayers' money is spent responsibly and efficiently. Michael Collins is the leader of Independent Ireland. He joins us now. Michael, is this proposal inspired by Elon Musk's Doge in the US?
No, absolutely not, because we since the formation of Independent Ireland, we've been very focused on in relation to a lot of waste and money being spent by government that where there's no accountability. And at the very outset, when we set up our own website, when we set up our own policies early 2020-24, there was always the call from us for a Department of Efficiency and Reform. So I think actually it's Elon Musk and Donald Trump has copied Independent Ireland's policies and are delivering them in the United States. And the better look to them. But we have to deliver here ourselves in this country. And
okay, how notwithstanding the point that Elon Musk is copying you guys, how would it work?
Well, first and foremost, we must look at the waste that's going on and the non-accountability. And this is taxpayers' money. The people that get up every morning.
Yeah, no, I get that.
But it's very important, Shane. It's very important, Shane.
I think we all know, Michael. And I think everyone agrees with you. Money has been spent recklessly and unwisely. The question is, I suppose, though, what I'm really interested in hearing is how you will address that.
Well, this is the motion. This is what we've done here today. We put forward a motion before the Dáil today. We hope that the government and all the other opposition parties will support us in our setting up of a Department of Efficiency and Reform and ran by independent people with expertise in efficiency. Shane, we have a problem. The government is investigating the government. It cannot continue to...
Do you have the private sector investigating the government? Is that how it would work?
Well, you set up a team of experts, of independent people who are experts in efficiency. This is how it's going to work. It's the only way it can work. Because at the moment, there is no accountability. You're 1.43 million on a security or 2.5 billion, heading to 3 billion on a children's hospital, 22 million on COVID ventilators that was never used, 2.5 billion on medical compensation.
I'm just curious. I'm genuinely asking questions here. Do you envisage an office where there's a lot of kind of forensic accountants going through line by line government spending and going, ooh, hey, you know, there's a scanner being bought here by the National Museum. I'm not sure this is a good idea. Like, I'm wondering how practical that is, because, I mean, there must be hundreds of thousands of separate items of expenditure by the government every year.
Well, if you have a Department of Efficiency and Reform, surely, because the expenditure and the huge expenditure that's going through at this present time would have to go through that department, so that these independent people would be in a position to ask questions and get answers for the taxpayer.
Is that not what the Controller and Auditor General does?
Obviously, the Controller and Auditor General isn't delivering at this present time. As I've gone through some of the figures, only a small fraction of the figures to you there, that's, you know, there's 490,000 on a wall built by the WRC, 7 million by the Arts Council. The figures are staggering, and the public out there are absolutely frustrated.
They are, but I suppose I'll come back to my central question again. Is it remotely practical that, you know, a group of men and women in an office will be able to examine every brick built by every part of the state apparatus, including state agencies? Is that remotely practical?
There'll always be a situation, even if this Department of Efficiency is set up, that there will be leakage. But certainly, if we can only cut half of the waste that's being spent out there at the moment, at least the public, and that there will be a sign of accountability. Someone held responsible, Shane, because if someone is held responsible, it sends a message to the rest of the departments to clean up your act, or you're out, and that's where we need to be looking at, because what's happening at the moment, it's simply a pat on the back, a little bit of a committee set up maybe in the Dáil and discussion about the waste, and then we move on to the next issue some other crisis. What we're trying to do is set up this Department of Efficiency, ran by independent people with experts in efficiency, and we need to look at the expenditure that has been spent to date and what's going forward.
Okay, look, I do have to put it here. Some people will look at TD's expenses and say, why not start there? I mean, for example, I think, now I understand you live in probably the most remote constituency in the country, but I think in December you had the highest TD's expenses.
I most likely did, but I can promise you one thing, and I can show, I can vouch for every one of those expenses. I have moved into my wages to pay for the expenses that I'm using at this present time. I put about €400 to €500 of diesel, and my car is a light car diesel, into my car every week to run because of the work I do. I work extensively in my constituency, but also I have the furthest journey from Dolly and the year, and I have stay overnight, but I like it or not in Dublin. And some people out there might think we should live in our cars or we should live somewhere else. We have to, and I don't live in a high standard place when I'm here, but at the same time, there's certain expenses I have to spend. And what happens every month is I use my own wages to top that up, and that's what is, that's what's going on. And I never complain, but unfortunately, the this is thrown at me once in a while here and there. But I have, I'm the furthest away from the Dáil, and I'm the nearest to the White House.
Michael, we will leave it there. Michael Collins, leader of Independent Ireland, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
Now, still to come on the show this morning, is Ireland's neutrality out of date? We're going to be speaking to Fergus Finlay. We'll also be getting the latest on Jay-Z and how he's now suing a woman for allegedly falsifying rape allegations against him. Up next, though, Tadhg Furlong full of energy ahead of a fitness test that will decide his French fate. Cathal Mullany's here with all the sport.